الجامعة الافتراضية السورية، كتاب كريمنال لو، القانون الجزائي، باي عماد الدين محمد. الوحدة التعليمية الرابعة، Chapter 4، يغطي هذا التسجيل الشرائح من 1 حتى 22، From 1 to 22. تقدمت مبادرة ضوء بصوت دانا بيرقدار. Slide 1، Chapter 4، Murder and Voluntary Manslaughter. Slide 2، Learning Objectives. 1. Define murder and explain the elements of the offense. 2. Distinguish between voluntary and involuntary manslaughter. 3. Be aware of the effect of the Coroners and Justice Act 2009. 4. Explain the law relating to the defense of loss of control. 5. Understand the law relating to diminished responsibility. Slide 3. Introduction. Homicide is the killing of another human being. Homicides is an umbrella term which encompasses both lawful and unlawful killings. Homicide may be lawful where it is justified. For example, where a person kills using reasonable force in self-defense. Unlawful acts of homicide include criminal offenses such as murder, manslaughter, causing death by dangerous driving, and infanticide. Murder is the most serious offense of homicide. Manslaughter is a less serious offense of homicide. There are two types of manslaughter, voluntary manslaughter and involuntary manslaughter. Slide 4. The offenses of unlawful homicide. It is important to understand the relationship between murder, voluntary manslaughter, and involuntary manslaughter. All offenses of homicide share a common actus reus, that the defendant unlawfully causes the death of another human being. Murder is the most serious of these offenses and requires the highest form of mens rea, an intention to kill or cause grievous bodily harm, GBH, where a defendant has both the actus reus and mens rea for murder, but also has one of the three special partial defenses available to him. His liability for murder is reduced to that of manslaughter. This type of manslaughter, where the defendant did intend to kill or cause GBH, is termed voluntary manslaughter. The special defenses which will reduce a defendant's liability in this way are loss of control, diminished responsibility, suicide pact. Involuntary manslaughter arises where the defendant unlawfully causes the death of the victim, but does not have the mens rea for murder. He has no intention to kill or cause GBH. Slide 5. Murder. للإطلاع. Murder is a common law offense. It is one of the most serious offenses in the English criminal justice system, and its seriousness is reflected in the mandatory sentence of life imprisonment. Previously, the punishment for murder was the death penalty, but this was abolished under Section 1 of the Murder Abolition of the Death Penalty, Act 1965. Now, when a defendant is convicted of murder, the sentencing judge will impose the mandatory sentence of the life imprisonment. The judge will set a tariff, which is the minimum term that the defendant must serve in prison. After this period, the defendant will continue to serve in prison unless and until the parole board considers the defendant as no longer a risk to the public. Once the defendant has been released, he will remain on license for the rest of his life. This means that the defendant can be sent back to prison if he commits a further offense. Manslaughter has a discretionary life sentence. This means that the defendant who is convicted of manslaughter may be given a maximum sentence of life imprisonment. However, this is not a mandatory sentence. Slide 6. Murder definition. The classic definition of murder is given by the English juristic Sir Edward Coke. Coke 3, Inst. 47. Murder is when a man of sound memory and the age of discretion unlawfully killeth within any country of the realm any reasonable creature in rerum natura. which means in the nature of things or in existence, unlawfully under the king's peace, with a malice aforethought, either expressed by the party or implied by law. There are square brackets, هناك قوسين بينهما, so as the party wounded or hurt, etc., die of the wound or hurt, etc., within a year and a day after the same. The section of the quotation in square brackets has now been repealed. Using this definition, the actus reus of murder is unlawfully causing the death of a human being under the Queen's peace. The mens rea is malice aforethought. According to the case of Vicar 1957, 2QB664M, this means an intention to kill or cause GBH. Slide 7. Murder. Actus reus. The actus reus of murder is unlawfully causing the death of a human being under the Queen's peace. This actus reus is common to all forms of homicide. Slide 8. Unlawfully. The offense of murder requires that the death of the victim is unlawfully caused, but where the defendant lawfully causes the death of the victim, he will not be guilty of a criminal offense. Slide 8. Unlawfully. The offense of murder requires that the death of the victim is unlawfully caused, but where the defendant lawfully causes the death of the victim, he will not be guilty of a criminal offense. A killing will be lawful where it is justified. For example, the defendant kills another person in self-defense or in the defense of another person. The defendants of self-defense negate the unlawfulness of the killing. Slide 9. للاطلاع unlawfully. Recent authority seems to suggest that a killing may also be lawful through the defense of necessity, which justifies the killing. Necessity was replied upon in the case of 3A, children, conjoined twins, surgical separation, 2001, FAM 147. This case required the court to decide upon the legality of an operation to separate conjoined twins, which would inevitably lead to the death of one of the twins. The defense of necessity was relied upon by Brooke L.J. to justify the operation and thus the killing. It is important to note that whilst the other judges in the Court of Appeal accepted the arguments relating to necessity, they adopted different reasoning in reaching their conclusions. Therefore, their judgments are not clearly based upon necessity. Where a patient requires medical treatment but dies as a result of surgical procedure, their death will not be unlawful. The bona fide surgical procedure will negate the unlawfulness of any death which results. Slide 10. Causes death. The prosecution must prove that the defendant caused the death of the victim. The usual rules of causation apply. This means that the prosecution must prove that the defendant was both the factual cause and the legal cause of the victim's death. Remember that the test for factual causation is the but-for test. See the case of White 1910 to KB 124. Slide 11. Reasonable creature in being. The defendant will only be guilty of murder or manslaughter if the victim is a reasonable creature in rerum natura, or a reasonable creature in being. This means that the victim must be a human being in order to be capable of being murdered. This does not include animals, so a person would not be guilty of the murder of a dog or a cat. The killing of an animal would usually only amount to criminal damage, contrary to Section 1(1) of the Criminal Damage Act 1971, and only if it could be shown that the animal which was killed was property which belonged to another person. The issue of whether the victim is a reasonable creature in being is usually not a problem, but difficulty only arises at each of the ends of the spectrum of life. The law needs to be clear when an individual becomes and ceases to be a human being. Slide 12. Reasonable creature in being. According to the case of Poulton, 1832, 5, Carr and P. 329, a baby is a reasonable creature in being when the whole body of the child is brought alive into the world. Once the child has completely left the mother's womb and has lived outside the womb, it is capable of being a victim of murder. The case of Reeves, 1839, 9C and P. 25, further adds that the child is in being even if the umbilical cord has not been cut. A fetus in its mother's womb is not a reasonable creature in being and thus is not capable of being murdered. This is supported by the case of Attorney General's reference number 3 of 1994-1998 AC 245. There are specific offenses which cover the unlawful killing of a fetus which is in the mother's womb, where an abortion is unlawfully procured outside of the scope of the terms of the Abortion Act 1967. The offense of procuring a miscarriage is available under Section 58 of the Offenses Against the Person Act 1861. Another offense of child destruction under Section 1 of the Infant Life Preservation Act 1929 applies to the destruction of a fetus which was capable of being born alive. Slide 13. Reasonable creature in being. At the other end of the spectrum, the law does not define death. A patient who is on a life support machine is a reasonable creature in being and capable of being murdered. See the case of Malkoresk, Steele, 1981, to All, ER 422. This raises the question of whether or not a doctor is criminally liable if he turns off his patient's life support machine, resulting in the death of the patient. If switching off the machine is a positive act, then the doctor is criminally liable for the death of the patient, but if it is deemed to be an omission act, it is lawful. The House of Lords decided this issue in the case of Airedale NHS Trust v. Bland, 1993, to WLR 316. The House of Lords held that switching off the life support machine amounted to an omission rather than a positive act, so a doctor would not be criminally liable for the patient's death by withdrawing treatment. This decision is mainly a policy one to avoid doctors being made liable for the withdrawal of treatment. However, if a doctor deliberately performs a positive act in relation to a patient on a life support machine, such as administering a lethal drug to end the patient's life, then the doctor would be liable for the murder of the patient. The patient is a reasonable creature in being and capable of being murdered. Slide 14. Under the Queen's Peace. The killing must take place under the Queen's Peace in order for the offense of murder to be satisfied. Where the defendant kills an enemy combatant during war, he has a defense to a charge of murder. وهناك صورة للعلم البريطاني. Slide 15. The year and day rule. Under the common law, there was a rule that the death must occur within a year and a day of the act or omission of the defendant. This rule was abolished by the law reform year and a day rule. Act 1996, due to advances which had been made in the medical world. Example, we have life support machines now, which can keep a person alive for longer than a year and a day after the defendant's conduct. However, where the death occurs 3 years after the act or omission of the defendant, the permission of the Attorney General must be sought before a prosecution for murder can be brought. See Section 2 of the Law Reform Year and a Day Rule, Act 1996. Slide 16. Murder, mens rea. The mens rea for murder is an intention to kill or cause GBH. See the case of Vickers, 1957. Recklessness is not sufficient for murder. Slide 17. Malice aforethought. According to Coke's definition of murder, the defendant must cause the death of the victim with malice aforethought. This term is no longer used in the courts as it is misleading and it is not really accurate. Firstly, it is clear that there is no requirement of malice in the offense of murder. A defendant who has a benevolent motive and no malice when he kills another person is still guilty of murder. Slide 18. Malice aforethought للاطلاع. Example. In a mercy killing, a defendant kills his child who is in a lot of pain and suffering from a terminal condition. The defendant has no malice towards the child. In fact, he carries out the killing in order to end the child's suffering. However, the defendant is guilty of murder because he intended to kill the child. The Court of Appeal has recently confirmed that mercy killing is no defense in English law. See the case of Inglis 2011, 1WLR 1110. Malice is also misleading because it has been defined as intention or recklessness in respect of the non-fatal offenses against the person. See the case of Cunningham, 1957, 2QB 396. Secondly, the word aforethought is misleading. It implies that a degree of premeditation is required in the offense, but a murder may be committed on the spur of the moment without any planning or premeditation. Slide 19. The abolition of constructive malice. للاطلاع. Prior to 1957, criminal law acknowledged that the existence of three different types of malice aforethought. 1. Express malice, intention to kill. 2. Implied malice, intention to cause GBH. 3. Constructive malice. Constructive malice arose where the defendant killed the victim in the course of committing a felony involving violence of resisting arrest, even if he did not intend to kill or cause GBH. The defendant may not have even considered the possibility of killing the victim, yet he may have been deemed to have constructive malice and thus the mens rea of murder. Constructive malice was abolished by Section 1 of the Homicide Act 1957. Slide 20. The mens rea for murder, intention to kill or cause GBH. The mens rea for murder is an intention to kill or cause GBH. According to the case of DPP v. Smith, 1961 AC 290, the offense of GBH means really serious harm. Thus, the mens rea for murder is an intention to kill or cause real serious harm. The case of Vickers, 1957 2QB 664, is an important authority on the mens rea of murder. In this case, the defendant broke into a house intending to steal. He was confronted by the owner of the house, who was an elderly lady. To prevent her from recognizing him, the defendant hit the elderly woman many times and killed her. He was convicted of her murder. He appealed by arguing that as Section 1 of the Homicide Act 1957 had abolished constructive malice, the defendant killed the victim in the course of a burglary. The Court of Appeal upheld his conviction for murder. The constructive malice, it expressly preserves both express malice, an intention to kill, and implied malice, an intention to cause GBH. As the defendant had hit the victim intending to cause GBH, he had the sufficient mens rea to support a murder conviction. Thus, this case is the authority for the principle that the mens rea of murder is an intention to kill or cause GBH. Slide 21. Direct and oblique intent للاطلاع. Students, please refer back to your notes on direct and oblique intent. Slide 22. Summary. الاطلاع. The defendant will have the mens rea for murder if he 1. Desires and foresees the death of the victim, or 2. Desires and foresees the victim will suffer GBH, or 3. Does not desire the death of the victim but foresees it as virtually certain to occur, or 4. Does not desire to cause the victim GBH but foresees it as virtually certain to occur. نهاية التسجيل من الشرائح 1 حتى 22.